It's 20 to 5 exactly on the nose, and Coffee Mama Jumbo is still in Olympia. And I was almost on my way out, but then I had to stop because a nice smile stopped me. And marshmallow stopped me. I mean, coffee and marshmallow, I don't know. Is it a marriage made in heaven?
Absolutely. And if you get the right flavor, you can flavor the coffee or the hot chocolate with it. It's delicious.
Wow. So this is Belinda. Belinda is the hands behind these, this range of marshmallows. And remind me, Belinda, I've had two different ones now. What was the first one I had? With apple and...
That was toffee apple.
Toffee apple, delicious. And then the other one I had was...
We had a passion fruit one, made with passion fruit puree.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I eat or drink something, the nose is the first point of reference that I have. The passion fruit really kind of hit the nose immediately. The palate actually did enjoy that same thing, which is, it's not always a given that the nose and the palate actually marry. But in this instance, I would say it really did. So we had a little talk before, and you were saying you started in the kitchen. So tell me kind of how did your rise to fame kind of continue? Because you aren't Fortnums and Masons after all.
I worked full-time for 6 months trying to develop the business outside of it. Tried a raspberry marshmallow, loved it. And it kind of grew organically. And then in August last year, I gave up my day job to try and grow the business.
And what was your day job?
I was a project manager working for 11 local authorities on fostering.
You probably had to eat a lot of marshmallows to keep going.
Yeah. All right. Project management was useful.
But okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But I love cooking. I love food. And I thought the raspberry marshmallow was so good and like nothing I'd ever tried. So that's how it all started, really. And it's grown. I've now in about 70 shops and supply Fortnum & Mason and Partridges. Got one distributor on board, another one interested. So
fantastic. Yeah. So run us through the different flavours that you do, because the range is quite extensive.
Yeah, we do a coconut one, which is covered in desiccated coconut. Strawberry, made with strawberry puree and freeze-dried strawberry powder. A raspberry one, a passion fruit one, a salted caramel with chocolate and peanuts. And a vanilla.
Okay, the one I'm holding in my hands is the salted caramel. Yeah. I think your bestseller?
It is our bestseller, yes.
Okay.
So it's got a ribbon of homemade salted caramel running through it, and it's topped with Belgian chocolate and roasted salted peanuts.
Wow. Where do you get your inspiration from to try all these different recipes and flavours?
Yeah, I just love experimenting with them, really. I've tried hundreds. Most of them I've discarded, because unless it actually tastes like what it said it is, then I don't make it. So
give me one that you discarded.
Peach. It was disgusting.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
How
but
interesting.
It was peach puree, but it was hot. And,
really? And yet passion fruit, although of course they're not similar, but that worked. How interesting.
And blackcurrant. I made blackcurrant, but it tasted like Chewits. But it was made with puree, but it just wasn't what I wanted. So.
Okay. How big a batch size do you actually do?
I usually do, I have a 20-quart Hobart mixer, in which I can make 50 bags worth at a time. So
How many in a bag?
50 whole bags, so like 5 kilograms of it, essentially, a one
day. All right. So you actually kind of, what would you say, cooking? What do you say when you make marshmallow? Make marshmallow? Is there a special term?
I get a cook on, is what I say.
All right. So how many days a week do you have a cook on?
Five.
Really?
Yeah.
So the weekend is feet up or?
No. Weekend is, I'm trying to do everything I'm not doing when I'm cooking.
I hope it's not eating in the whole batch of...
I try not to, but it is a bit... If I do a new flavour, it's quite tough not to eat them all, but
Okay. Well, excellent. So just to finish off, because we were obviously got a coffee slant on it, did you say you want to try something with coffee, flavouring coffees? No, you didn't say that.
I think I have used a mint choc chip one to flavour coffee before. It melts into the coffee. It's a really intense mint flavour, so it really flavours the whole drink.
Okay.
Like using a syrup.
What kind of coffee would you put that in?
I put it
just
in an Americano or in a latte as well. Works in a latte. I've tried it in both.
Really? Yeah. And then you also mentioned that you are in a specialty coffee shop?
Last year we were supplying, and we probably will again hopefully this Christmas, but over November, December, we supplied Harrison Hall with hundreds of people, well actually thousands of pieces of mint choc chip, and also we did chocolate banana.
Wow, excellent.
Which they liked. The kids
so
liked it.
Where are you going with this now? Because the kitchen, you might outgrow the kitchen?
I hope so. I'm practically sleeping on marshmallow at home, so...
That must be nice, comfortable.
Yeah, it's a bit like a Tempur-Pedic you know, mattress.
What's the life shelf on that?
3 months.
Okay, and then what happens?
And then
goes stale or hard?
It starts to dry out. I've tried to get the shelf life up, but to make a product, I'd lose the integrity of the product with a longer shelf life. You can make it last longer, but it's not the same thing.
All right. Well, Belinda, I love it. It's handmade. It tastes good. I never knew that I would be, indulging in the marshmallows, but amazing.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for talking to Coffee Mama Jumbo. And now I think I'm heading out. Actually, Belinda doesn't allow me to go yet. I'm still here because she's going to tell me a little secret of how actually she does that. And you what? You beat the hell out of it?
Yeah,
how does that work?
I beat the hell out of it with a 20-quart Hobart mixer until it's the fluffiest, lightest thing you could possibly eat.
My goodness. I mean, you look strong, but do you use anything to beat the hell out of it?
Yeah, the whisk on the mixer is enormous. So when I first got it, I thought it was... that's not that big, that mixer. It was in the back of a lorry. When it came out, it took 3 people to lift it onto the counter.
Wow.
And I have a KitchenAid mixer, and it had a whisk about, I don't know, 20 centimetres. This thing is 50. And,
wow.
I've got marshmallow elbow from making...
Really?
Yeah, I have,
wow.
Actually.
Wow.
I'm trying to pour it out. It's a big old mixer.
I'm still not scared of you. And will you allow me to go now?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Belinda.